And welcome to the worst audio quality we can expect to hear for the summer with the help of the Hilul Hashem. Today we are beginning a short burst of halacha as we go through Hilchos Cheskas Metaltelin in Choshei Mishpat to prepare ourselves over Bein Hazmanim for the Bava Bonanza, which will be starting in the middle of the Zman. Now, I found out that it's actually still Zman now. I thought the Zman ended at the end of the Kozer Shmuz, which is usually true. However, this is a Hanhala instituted barbecue, which means that the Zman continues until at least after the barbecue. Yishlach Kor, some will say maybe the beginning of Mincha, whatever. This is a Shaila. Okay, so since it's still Zman, we're not going to do two halakas today. We're just going to do one. I just want to explain what we're doing. It's interesting. I remember my high school Rebbe, Michal Parnas, Rebbe Parnas' son. So he used to tell us that when we would try to battle, so he would tell us that we're not really battling. Because you have to be learning to then battle. I mean, you start by learning and then you stop, you know, and now it's bittul. You know, if not, it, you're just not doing anything, right? So think, you apply the same basic thing to Bein Hazmanim. Right? What Bein Hazmanim in a totality is, it's the time between the Zmans, yeah? So post-barbecue until pre-Zman, Zman, whatever, yeah? That's Bein Hazmanim. But to make every day Bein Hazmanim, right, which is what really matters, make every day of Bein Hazmanim count, you have to have some Zmanim. Right, so that during your day you're doing something, and then you're not doing something, and then it's a Bein Hazmanim consciously l'chadchila, instead of just random time. I know those probably some of us have experienced that if you just go on YouTube or whatever, and you just sit there for an hour, you know, you don't feel recharged or energized, right? But if you tell yourself in advance, I'm going to spend 1 hour on YouTube, and then I go do that, right? And it's all the videos are al mutter in this case, right, that we're talking about, then you could feel energized. It's the same. Chill, resting, doing something, but it's from a conscious place of I'm going to rest now instead of just randomly following wherever our, wherever the next suggested video takes us. Fine. Something to consider in terms of making each day of Bein Hazmanim count, you know, that we do something conscious with our time. Fine. So one thing we're going to do just to keep us through that is we're going to do these things here. Hilchos Cheskas Metaltelin, Simanim, Kuflam and Gimel through Kuflam and Tes. In this edition of Shulchan Aruch that I have here, it's 9 daf. It's not that big of a deal. We're doing this over the entirety of the summer. Basically, the way it's going to work is hopefully Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'll put out 2 se'ifim a day, which should be roughly 6 minutes, give or take, and we should finish way before the end of the summer at that rate. Other things I plan to do in this, we're going to, what's the point of learning these Lashon Mishpat? First of all, learn some key words. We're going to come to Shnayim Oksid, we're going to see a lot of these different types of shvuas and different types of things. We won't know what we're actually talking about. And so the goal is here, we will. We'll learn what we're actually talking about. And just to talk about what the simanim are, so Kuflam and Gimel is somebody is holding something, and they are holding it, but we know that it used to belong to someone else. So how do we know who it is now? Two, Kuflam and Dalid is when someone is an Uman, he's a craftsman, so you give him whatever, a suit to work on, and he's working on the suit, and he says he bought it from you. He says you didn't give it to him as a worker, he bought it from you. Now, what's the story there? Number three, Dina Kuflam and Hey, I don't know why I'm numbering them in my own numbers. Dina Masik Babale Chayim, you go on Behema Ve'evet. Someone's holding onto an animal, what's the deal with that? Animals walk around, maybe they're a little bit different. Kuflam and Zion, sorry, Kuflam and Vav, to me this is really interesting, where at a wedding, you accidentally switch suit jackets or whatever, right? Now you come home, so and you have it, and it turns out you have that guy's thing, and he probably is your thing. Are you allowed to use it? And what's the deal? And what happens then? Kuflam and Zion, you, Reuven goes in, we're still in Yavamos, I can use names, yeah? Reuven goes into Shimon's field, and he's picking fruit. And Shimon says, what are you doing, you thief? And Reuven says, what do you mean? Right? You told me, and I paid you $40, and you said I could pick things. So what happens then? Kuflam and Ches, Din, Shnayim Ochzen, woo, Batalis, Mechok and Olav. Two people arguing about a talis. They're holding it, they're pulling, yeah, I am the poster. Kuflam and Tes, Shnayim, Chok and Bedavar. Two people argue about something, right? They're having this Mechokas, and a third guy comes and chops it. I am a few later, Dav and Bokmatsia. And that's it. That's all we're going to do. Fine. Some other things I plan to add. Number one, hopefully, I don't know if you guys have ever seen Rav Nosson of Breslov Sefer Likutei Halachos. So he has a chassidus on the halachos, and we know that man de baye lemavi chassid. Oh no, sorry, Bein Hazmanim. For this, thank you, I appreciate the sentiment, but yeah, someone wants to be a chassid, or he has to be osik and mili and zikin, right? Whatever you can do, whatever you want privately. Yeah, fine. No, but it looked like a yeshiva picture, you know. But yeah, but thank you again.
AI
But
the picture itself.
yeah, right, we can later just AI that there is the picture. But so fine. So lemaisa for real chassidus, right? So we're gonna see a little bit of chassidus on these halachos in Choshen Mishpat. That's a side thing I'm gonna try to post maybe once a week, give or take. Another thing is, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of a book, The 7 Habits of Highly Successful People. So Bli Neder, we're gonna post some summaries of those habits, Bli Neder, once a week. I think it's kedai to have something to read over Bein HaZmanim, and so that's something people could read if they want. It's a very good book. We're gonna tailor it, 7 Habits of Highly Successful Bein HaZmanim. I'm allowed to do that even with the internet because it's not for profit. It's just educational. I'm allowed to do that without asking the guy. Fine. Okay. And whatever. And I'm clearly advertising you should buy this book. It's for review purposes only. If you want to learn, you know, if you want to see the full videos of that, you can go on Patreon. Fine. So, Kufla Medgimel Aleph. Here we go. Kol Davar HaMetaltel. Any movable object. Shehu B'yad HaAdam. That is in the hand of a person. B'chazkas Shehu Shelo. We say, this is his. Even if another guy comes and says, hey, I have two witnesses that it belongs to me. And now it's in your apartment, and you're saying it's yours, but look, these witnesses say it's mine. And the guy who's claiming can tell the person who's holding it, yeah, I gave it to you. I gave it to you as a deposit. I asked you to guard it for me. Or I lent it to you. So what's the din? So again, Shimon is holding on to a Yeti. Yeah, and Reuven is, sorry, whatever, I'm a little behind the times. And Reuven says, Yeti is, it's like the cup thing with the ice, yeah, but they've progressed in brands, but whatever. I'm just the shortest one, easiest to remember. They might also be a thing, I don't know. I mean, it's a brand, you know, oh, Zamboni here, yeah, even much better, let's go with that. So Shimon is holding onto a Zamboni in his basement. And Reuven is like, yo, that's my Zamboni, what are you doing? Right? And he brings witnesses, they said they're talking mine. And yeah, you have it because I lent it to you, or you're watching it for me. You're watching my Zamboni on my trip. Shimon says, no, I purchased it from you. So what's the deal? So we know for a fact it belonged to Reuven. And Shimon says, I don't care. I purchased it. It's mine now. So then, Neman HaMosok Lomar, we believe him. To say, Ata Mecharto Li, we believe him. Onesato Li B'matana, or he says, you gave it to me as a gift. B'yishba Heses. He has to do a Shvuas Heses, which is a rabbinically oriented Shvua. That was later they did because we were worried about Ramayim. It used to be, and that's the Din Torah, that if people, if someone says, this is mine, I bought it from you, we talk, I believe him. You're holding on to it, even in secular law, they say, Lavdil, they say possession is like, or 9/10 of the law, or whatever, right? He's holding it now, he says it's his, so we believe you in the Torah. Midrabanan, later we came and said, there are times of the Gaonim, I think, they said later that since people lie about this all the time, at the time, so then they instituted this rabbinic Shvuah. Fine.
What happens in a different case? He says that it's yours. It really is yours. And I'm holding on to it as a collateral because I lent you money and you haven't paid me back. You owe me $1,000 and I have this Zamboni as an exchange. For, that's actually a bad example. Whatever. You owe me $1,000,000 and I have this Zamboni. Then, as a collateral for that, it, we let him say, yes, Taka, you can use this as a collateral up until the value of the Zamboni. So I don't know how much that is. Let's call it 11,000. I don't know. So you can take up until that 11,000 using this as a collateral. The rest of it, you can't, obviously, because it's not a collateral for that much. But the point is, you see, we really believe it's yours. Since over there you're doing a shvua where you're actually taking money from the person, not just holding on to your thing, it's not just a shvua hasis, it's a kein d'oraisa, it's a little bit of a stronger shvua where you have to also hold on to a sefer Torah l'chora. It's filling, and you can take it then. If he the two of us went on a business venture. We went off to Singapore, we did our business, and now we come back, and you owe me money from that partnership. And I'm claiming the Zamboni as the money that you owe me. Or I'm claiming it as a collateral for the money you owe me from the partnership. Now, in this case, it's a little bit different. Shulchan Aruch says, we really should figure out, does he taka owe him the money and from where? Not because we disbelieve him about holding it, right? He has this migo that he could have just said it's mine. But here there's a different point. Shemahu savor shenis chayevlo. Maybe he thinks he owes him the money. Maybe when you actually do the math in the business partnership, he doesn't actually owe him the money. We know this. Yeah, when two people go into business together, often, and that's what the salacha is based on, often people think the other person owes them the money. But let's say, for example, we both, you know, whatever, we made $1,000 together. So I assume 500 belongs to me. I just assume that. But I didn't chop that there's also overhead and shipping and tariffs and all that kind of stuff. So it's true, we netted, or whatever it's called. The gross was 1,000. But in reality, I'm only supposed to take 350. So even though I'm holding on the object, and that means it's mine, but here we're just saying you may be factually unaware of how much money you really owe. So therefore, again, even though logically you could be nish bavanotel that this is a collateral, and we believe you on that, but here, since it's a case where we assume you're going to just be wrong about exactly how much money is owed, therefore we say no, therefore in that one case we have to look into it. But so that's the first yisod we got so far. Someone's holding on to it, then we know it's his, and we really believe it's his. There is a shaila. What happens, I'm just going to tell you, the Ketos and Yosefus argue about this, Ayin Shem, if you want to look, what happens if a katan is holding on to an object, and someone has Edom and says, oh, it's mine, and the katan says, no, no, it's mine, or he was given to me as a gift, or whatever, then that's one shaila. Second shaila is, what if the katan says it belongs to his father? It's another shaila. Fine, shkoyach.